Welcome to Rise and Rank with Rank Pass Podcast, Google Business Profile Edition. The only podcast giving you step-by-step guidance to make your business stand out and shine on Google.
We're your overly enthusiastic and highly caffeinated hosts, Kai and Eileen, here to help you turn your Google Business Profile into a lead-generating machine.
Join us every Tuesday for the hottest local SEO tips and tricks to boost your visibility on Google and outshine your competition.
More clicks, more calls, and more customers. And we try to keep it fun.
So let's rise through the ranks together, one Google Business Profile tip at a time. Quick question. Have you ever walked into a business and thought, what is this place even about? Like, no signs, no vibe, no clue if you're in a cafe or an interrogation room?
Yes. Like, you walk in and you're scanning the place like a detective. Are these guys open? Do they take cards? Is it dog friendly? Am I allowed to breathe in here? Total mystery.
Right? And then imagine another spot, same kind of business, but right out front there's a sign that says, "Come in, we're open. Free Wi-Fi, comfy seating, and yes, dogs welcome." I mean, come on. That place just earned itself a customer and a selfie with my dog.
Totally. That one sentence made it feel like home. It's like the business winked at you and said, "We get you." And that, my friend, is the magic of attributes on your Google Business Profile.
Yep. Attributes are basically your business's personality. They're the little badges that tell Google and your future customers what makes you awesome. And if you're not using them, honestly, it's like handing out a resume that just says, "I'm alive."
Or worse, "Trust me. No thanks." So today, we're breaking down how to turn your business profile from a wallflower into a spotlight stealer, all by using attributes the right way.
We're your dynamic duo from RankPast, the SEO nerds with jokes and coffee addictions. I'm Kai, the one who gets way too excited about optimizing Google listings.
And I'm Eileen, the cheerful enabler of said enthusiasm, and your guide through the magical forest of local SEO.
All right, let's get into it. So, what exactly are these mystical things called attributes?
They're basically the stickers on your Google Business Profile that shout, "Hey, we've got what you're looking for." Think wheelchair accessible, free Wi-Fi, or kid-friendly. They help people make fast decisions, and bonus, Google loves them.
Picture this. Sarah's out there hunting for a cafe with free Wi-Fi to finally finish her screenplay. She types in "cafe with Wi-Fi," and guess who pops up?
Cafe number one has the free Wi-Fi attribute. Boom. Top of the list. Cafe number two, crickets, no attributes, no customers, just sad vibes and empty tables.
So guess where Sarah ends up? Exactly. Cafe number one. Attributes equal visibility, equal customers,
equals cha-ching.
Now let's talk categories, because attributes aren't one size fits all. There's a whole buffet to choose from depending on your biz.
First up, accessibility. This one's huge. If your place has a wheelchair accessible entrance, parking, or restroom, put it on your profile. People actively search for this stuff.
Absolutely. Like, I once helped plan a group dinner and the deciding factor wasn't the menu, it was whether grandma could get in without doing parkour.
Parkour grandma.
And here's the kicker. Google actually ranks accessible businesses higher in certain searches. So yes, it's good for people and your SEO. That's a win-win if I've ever heard one.
All right, next up, amenities, aka the little perks that make people choose you over the shop next door.
Think free Wi-Fi, outdoor seating, restrooms. People Google this stuff constantly. It's not just about the coffee, it's about where they can pee and upload their latte pic.
It's true. Let's run a quick case study. Two coffee shops side by side. One lists outdoor seating on its Google profile. The other, nada. Just four walls and mystery. Who wins when the sun's out and someone searches cafes with outdoor seating? You already know. Sun chasers and iced coffee lovers are flocking to the patio, while the other shop wonders where everyone went.
Now let's chat about one of my personal favorites, family-friendly features. If your place has high chairs, a kid's menu, or even a play area, say so.
Mm-hmm. Parents aren't playing games. They're looking for survival zones. And if your spot has something that lets them eat in peace while their toddler destroys a coloring book, you just became a hero.
Exactly. You've got restaurant A with kids' play area proudly listed, and restaurant B who forgot parents exist. Guess who's fully booked on Saturday night?
Restaurant A. Every time.
All right, now you might be wondering, what other kinds of attributes are out there?
Well, buckle up, it's a long list. Here goes. We've got accessibility, from assistive hearing loops to mobility scooter rentals.
Crowd attributes: adults only, kid-friendly, LGBTQ+ friendly.
Planning tools: things like appointment required or accepting new patients.
Dining options: curbside pickup, dine-in, takeout.
Hidden attributes like great dessert or cozy vibe that show up based on customer reviews.
Amenities: fitness centers, spas, beach access, especially for hotels and tourism.
Language assistance? Yeah, you can actually list which languages your team speaks.
And service options, like online appointments or on-site services. Whew, that was a list. But dang, it's like a Google-powered dating profile for your biz. You gotta show people what you're all about.
Now let's talk logistics. How do you actually add these things? Super simple. Just log into your Google Business profile, hit Edit Profile, go to the More tab, and boom, start adding attributes that match your biz. Remember, you can get to your GBP dashboard by searching Google for your company name.
And just a heads up, some attributes are based on your category. So what's available to a spa might be different from a dog groomer or a law firm.
Oh, and don't forget, customers can influence your attributes too.
Yep. When they leave reviews, mention features, or fill out surveys, Google listens. Enough people say best vegan options or super cozy vibe, Google might slap that label on your listing, even if you didn't.
So wow them, blow their socks off, and they'll do half your SEO work for you.
All right, Kai, let's hit the takeaways.
First, attributes help your business stand out and show up in more searches.
Second, they make decision-making easier for customers.
Third, Google prioritizes businesses that have relevant attributes. Boom, that's the recipe right there.
So what now?
You know what to do. Go update those attributes like your business depends on it, because it kind of does. Then go search RankPast on Google, drop us a sweet review, and check out rankpast.com/GBP for more ways to make your local SEO not boring. Oh, and checklists, transcripts, and the ability to download the complete GBP podcast.
Tell your friends, tell your dog, tell your favorite barista. Get the word out.
We'll be back next episode with more tips, more jokes, and probably more caffeine.
And hopefully more attributes added to your business by then. Until next time, friends. Thanks for tuning in to Rise and Rank with RankPast Podcast.
Want more tips and tools to increase your clicks and customers? Head to rankpast.com/GBP for full episode details and free resources.
And hey, don't forget to leave us a review. And tune in every Tuesday for more ways to make your Google Business profile shine and climb the ranks.